And so he showed us the way. He is the way, actually. And so in this chapter, when Nicodemus, I believe Nicodemus became a follower of Jesus after this. But at this point, he's not a follower of Jesus, but he was sent by the Sanhedrin. And he was sent by the Sanhedrin, and he came to ask Jesus. He said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a teacher. We know that you've come from heaven, that God has sent you in that sense, and because of all the signs that you perform." And so he's not saying that Jesus is the Messiah. He's not saying that Jesus is your God. What he's saying to him is, there's something extraordinary about your life. And obviously you come from God because of the signs that you're performing. And so Jesus, instead of really answering his question, answers his question. Because Jesus then begins to talk to him about how to become a person who can live the kind of life that he was living. Jesus is saying to him, "So you want an explanation for the life that I live as a man?" Because remember, Jesus lived that life as a man. Though God, he lived his life incarnationally on earth. And so Jesus looks to him and says, whenever Jesus says truly, truly, in the only place where verily, verily, and again, the only place that term's ever used is used in the Gospel of John, 25 different times. John was the coolest. He wrote this book when he was 95 years old. Man, it just starts getting good when you get to be 95. 95 years old. Now, how in the world could he do what he was doing at 95 years old? I was thinking about this. How many of you have discovered the superfood? When everybody's discovering the superfood, sometimes it's green, it comes in a bottle, or it's orange, or whatever. And those things are good. I'm with you. You with me? But everybody's finding the superfood. Let me tell you what the superfood is. The Eucharist. That's what it says in John chapter 6. This is what the Lord told me a few weeks ago. And I haven't even shared this at CTK, really. He said, you know one of the reasons that there's this acceleration? Now hear me, everybody. He said, well, you know one of the reasons, this is extra, not even the word. But he said, you want to know one of the reasons that you get in this place called breakthrough, and there's just like, you're like going from glory to glory to glory so fast? He said, because of Eucharist. Because you said, because you are experiencing, you have the eternal life of Jesus. And when you receive the body and the blood, it's the superfood, and it stirs up that eternal life in me. And it nurtures that my experience of that life in me, so that there's just an expansion of my union with Christ in my consciousness. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me want to run to the table. Because if what I just said is true, and it is the superfood for Christians, wow. People who don't come, I don't get it. But I believe in the book of Revelation, he talks about celebrating the Lord's Day on Patmos when he was 93. And superfood was part of that. Well, I wonder if that's got something to do with being 95 and rocking. And it's not green. Thank God Almighty. So Jesus answers and says to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a person is born again." Now the word "again" here is the word "above." Because he asked Jesus, he said, "For we know, Rabbi, that you've come from God as a teacher, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus is beginning to say, well, you know, God can be with you too. I'm not just being an example for you, I'm an example of you. I'm coming to the world and enlightening every man as to what the life they can live. And we're grafted into this life. Unless a person's born from above, that's got to be powerful. Like if your origin is from heaven, then you've got that DNA in you. The age to come kind of life, lived in the here and now by him through us. Unless a person is born from above, he can't enter the kingdom of heaven or can't see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a person be born when he's old?" He goes on, has a conversation. Jesus in verse 5, "Truly, truly, unless you're born of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." You can't enter the kingdom of God. You can't see the kingdom of God. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born from above." And then this verse, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Jesus is saying, you've come to me because you would like an explanation for the kind of life that I live. He said, let me tell you, you can walk this life, you can know this life if you're born from above. Because when you're born from above, it's kind of like the wind. The wind blows here and the wind blows there, and nobody knows where it's going or where it comes from. He said, that's the life that's born from above. There's no explanation for the kind of life that you live. There's no explanation that in the midst of the circumstances in this fallen world, you haven't gotten depressed. There is no explanation how you can lay your hands on somebody and they can get healed. There's no explanation for how you can get a word for somebody in Walmart and it'd be an accurate word and change their life. You can see the tears flow down their face. There's no explanation for you can pray for a guy in line at Subway who's got problems with his feet and he gets healed and he's shouting hallelujahs before he gets out the door. There's no explanation for not losing your patience. There's no explanation for a life that doesn't have a last nerve that nobody can get on. There's no explanation for where a person who's born from above comes from or where they're going. That's the Christian life. And the enemy's job is to dummy it down so you settle for less, getting by, instead of reigning in life. In chapter 5, after Jesus healed the man after being sick for 38 years, and the Pharisees are, they weren't happy that he healed on the Sabbath, but they want to kill him because he said God was his father. Jesus answered, saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. Boy, that's the surrendered life you've been grafted into. That's pretty surrendered. You can't do nothing. You can't initiate anything. And you don't want to, because only what he does, what he initiates, has true joy in it. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, a peace that passes understanding. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things he is doing. And greater than these things will he show him that you may marvel. What? Jesus said, what you've seen because I healed this man? He said, I only do the things I see the Father doing, and the Father always shows me what he's doing because he loves me. Oh, by the way, Jesus loves you the same way the Father loves him. And the Father loves you the same way he loves Jesus. And so he's prepared to show you all things if you're prepared to not initiate stuff and let him teach you as you go, this one who lives in you, being taught in him. I like that. That means he's not out here teaching you. He's in here teaching. Oh, I'm not afraid here, Chuck. Oh, yeah, no, we're not afraid. Well, I've already forgiven that person, Chuck. Well, of course we have, you know? But Jesus is saying, you're going to marvel. And Nicodemus had come to him to ask him the explanation for the life that he lives, because obviously God's involved, God's with him. Jesus is saying, you're going to marvel. I've been grafted into that life and your life. And so for you, being born from above, there should be no explanation for the life you live. Where you come from? Where you're coming from? How can you, what? Where are you coming from? Really? There's not a racist molecule in your body? There's no tribalism? Man, the whole world's trying to push us to be tribal. Where are you coming from? It sounds ridiculous. Like, why don't you want to, don't you hate that person for what they've done? No, that's the one he died for. I love him even more in light of the horror that they've done because they're obviously such brokenness. Do they need to be accountable? Yes. Was it awful? Yes. But do I hate them? No. Where are you coming from? And your life is a marvel. Now, why is that important? Jesus said, so that you might marvel. Because the greatest witness in the world is not the things that you say, but the life that you live before people. You can't preach to people about walking in the Spirit while at the same time you're griping and grouching and getting irritated and losing your temper all the time. You can't. But when people watch your life and you're saying this is going on and they marvel, then you have real authority. That's why they would say when Jesus would teach, they go, and he teaches with such authority. Why? Because the life they saw him live was a marvel. You mean, what do you mean? I mean, people can't push your button because Jesus doesn't have a button. Are you hearing me? That's not to make you feel bad. That's to make you want to go, wow, that's for me. That's the life I can know in him. And so I'm not going to give up. When I blew it, I'm wearing these things. He pulls them down and goes, And the truth is in Jesus. Whew, this is the truth about you. You're not this person, an angry person or that person. Oh yeah, I'm yielded. Yes, Lord, I trust you. Thank you. You're life in me. And so you just keep walking and you just keep walking. And the more you do, the more of a marvel you become. And it's being a marvel. Jesus said, and for your sake, a marvel for you. You know, I blew it last night. Jesus is not mad at me. But it was a weird situation. I couldn't figure out how to navigate it. And we were in a grocery store. Mark went with me to help me. I had to get cleaning things for the lady who helps me clean. I don't know what any of that stuff is. And what was the one thing? Bar something?
Yeah, bar stool.
Bar stool?
Yeah, it's a cleaner for...
I don't think it's called bar stool. It's called bar... Huh? One person.
Barkeepers.
There, barkeepers. Like, I wouldn't think about that being... Anyway, I never find barkeepers. Every time I've ever gone to look for barkeepers, I couldn't find it. So he goes, anyway, he goes with me. And I'm in line, and there are two ladies in front of me, and one lady is trying to pay. I guess she had food stamps or something. And there were two ladies, but it was a weird situation. But she had to put all of her food back under the shelf because she thought she did and didn't have. It was like $100-something. I should have just shouted over that and said, can I pay for your? She had to put her food back. So it's kind of awkward. So I'm like going, Lord, I hope this guy's a Christian behind the register. But you see, so I'm not mad at myself. I missed an opportunity. I won't miss it next time.
Amen.
Because you know what? That causes people to marvel. And then you can tell them about Jesus. But show them about Jesus. Then you can tell them about Jesus. Because your life should be a marvel. He wants it to be a marvel. Why? Because see, here's the deal. It's so simple. His life is a marvel. And you've been grafted into that life. It's him. And if you let him, then your life will be a marvel. And it'll be almost effortless joy. You'll have to work hard to walk in the flesh. You'll have to fight through the joy of all the victories to screw it up. And then when you do, you go, boy, that was not near as tasty as what I was experiencing. Amen? That's part of the kindness of God, that God draws repentance. I've experienced the kindness of his grace so much living his life through me. Whoa, that was yucky. Lord, your kindness has drawn me back to living this out. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So I know this, when you come receive Eucharist today, it's going to help you. Some of you are going to get healed physically. We're going to give some words of knowledge in a few minutes for some of you. This is a healing conference, and so you're going to get healed physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But I do know this, is that when you take the body and blood of Christ, you're doing the superfood. It doesn't cost you anything.
Amen.
You don't have to go to the store. They have the green stuff in liquid form. It's yucky in solid form, but much less liquid form. Superfood. It'll stir up that eternal life in you. It'll nurture your experience. I bet this afternoon everything you hear will make even more sense because you took Eucharist.
Amen.
All righty.